free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, May 4th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look as we begin to have some reopenings here in America and elsewhere. And the same people who unnecessarily, ruthlessly, tyrannically, unconstitutionally shut down this country and many others are screaming, stop, it's going to start again, we're going to have another wave. No, we're not going to have another wave. And we'll give you some examples of this. It's been refuted in Germany and Denmark and other places that have reopened. You have scientists in South Korea saying it's not going to be a second wave. And yet the reality is that even as we reopen, people are afraid to go back out in public. We have, even when the regulations have been pulled back, and let's understand that in a lot of these places, they're saying, well, you can go into a restaurant, but you can't have the tables any closer than 6 feet apart. I don't know how 6 feet became the magic number, because we had all these, you know, pictures showing you sneeze and the germs go everywhere. And of course, the little kids, according to the CDC, little kids who never cover their mouths when they sneeze, you know that if you're a parent, it's constant struggle. They don't have to wear masks. And the public wears cloth masks. Don't wear the medical mask. Don't wear the N95, says the CDC. That's for the medical professionals only. All of this is nonsense, and we got to call BS on this. This isn't about fighting a virus. This is about fighting the American people. Do you understand that by now? It should be painfully clear, and I think it is. People are getting really angry. They're pushing back in the parks and so forth. But let's just remind everybody of what George Carlin had to say about this. Here's a short clip of George Carlin on Freedom and Germs, video clip number one.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs.
You should have seen it today.
Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk.
All right. Yeah, he's saying, how many people die of food poisoning every year? 9,000. How many people are going to die of starvation? Oh, you're worried about an overcooked hamburger, George? Because everybody's afraid of germs, germs everywhere. Well, he should see what's happening today. We're shutting down the entire food supply. That's how insane this has gotten. I mean, they're talking about, oh, well, we got 10 to 15% shortages on the shelves. Take a look at the shelves, President Trump, if you don't understand what's going on. You think everything's going to come back? You're going to have the workers go back to the meat processing plants? They said that's down by 40%. They're rationing meat at Costco. They're rationing meat at McDonald's. Why? Because Fauci, the guy that you hold up in front, that you support, that you give authority to, is scaring everybody to death. You own that, President Trump. You own Fauci. Get rid of him. Or it's your fault. You ultimately own this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, May 4th, year of our Lord, 2020. It's day 49 of America held hostage. Well, you may think that we're starting to reopen, right? No, no, no. We still have people who are held hostage by the fear that's been generated and continues to be generated by Fauci and Burks and the White House and the Trump administration. Even as governors are trying to pull it back, these people are still trying to keep everyone so afraid that they won't go out. Here's an example of this. You know what? Are we open for business or are we open for bankruptcy, right? People are afraid to go back. As one guy points out, he opened up. He said, we had two customers all weekend in Georgia, small business. He said it was disastrous. If they're going to allow restaurants to open in some areas, but say, well, you can't have the tables any closer than 6 feet together, and you can't have more than 10 people in a restaurant at a time. Let me tell you something. It makes more sense to be closed than to be open under circumstances like that. They're not open for business. They're open for bankruptcy. This is more of the intentional bankrupting of the middle class and small and medium-sized businesses. Make no mistake about it. This isn't about killing a virus. This is about killing the middle class. This is about killing America. It's about starving us, quite frankly. The meat is drying up. My wife went to Costco this weekend, sent me a picture, said, well, you can get three items of meat, you know, chicken, fish, meat, beef, right? I mean, this is like we've gotten so Chinese in our authoritarianism that it's now like eating at a Chinese restaurant when you go to to Costco, right? Choose one from column A, one from column B, one from column C, okay? That's it. These are the we've gone completely Chinese, haven't we? Well, they point out in Zero Hedge, since the anonymized cell phone location data didn't show whether people were spending any money, they could see that people were showing up more, going out. So are they spending money or are they window shopping? They see that they're going to some of the places that they hadn't gone to before because, you know, that's all being monitored by Apple and Google. Oh, it's anonymous, of course, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, it's anonymized. You can believe that. Anyway, they said, so are they just window shopping? Remember that consumer spending drives 70% of the American economy. So if nobody's buying, there's no economically productive activity that's occurring. And this is just a mirage, this reopening. A report in BizNow, looking back on the first week of Georgia's reopening, found that it was mostly a disaster for small businesses. A company called Bad Axe. And they have a bar where that people can go drink beer and throw axes. And we're worried about COVID-19. Hey, look, fine. If you want to do it, I don't have any problem with it, okay? It's America. It's a free country. It used to be, anyway. We used to be able to drink beer and throw axes, but not anymore. Not that we got a COVID virus. Everybody's worried about that. Anyway, he said it was a worst-case scenario. We thought, maybe we would have 10% of the hundreds of customers that they would typically expect. Instead, he said they had two customers the entire weekend. And as many people pointed out, if you keep this closed down much longer, none of these people are going to survive. I mean, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, they don't have the deep pockets to be able to sustain this. And as he pointed out, when somebody who is on staff gets laid off, they get unemployment insurance and they get relief from the government, right? Somebody who he's hired, they get unemployment, right? What happens to him? He saved. He took risks. And let me tell you, every small business owner knows this. You work a lot harder than everybody else and your staff. Why? Because you're on the line and there's no safety net. And they've taken the hardest working, the people who are willing to take a risk. They're bankrupting them, destroying them. He says, when a small business is forced to shut down, we get offered loans. We don't get relief. It's not like we're vicious, money-hungry, large corporations. We have families to feed, too. That's exactly right. But talk about the people who are on unemployment. April jobs report shows is likely to show the highest unemployment rate on record, says Wall Street Journal. The monthly number of jobs lost would be the biggest record going back to 1939, far steeper than the 1.96 million jobs eliminated September 1945, at the end of World War II, they're talking about, they said employers have shed 22 million non-farm payroll jobs. The picture looks even worse through the lens of new claims for unemployment benefits. Workers filed 26.5 million claims for unemployment benefits from March 15th through April 18th. That's equivalent to 16% of the U.S. labor force seeking unemployment. And it suggests an unemployment rate above 20%. Arizona State University economist estimates the unemployment rate in the April 12th through 18th week was 16.2%, down from 20.2% in late March. Why is that improving? I mean, it seems like more people are losing their jobs, right? Are they going back to work? No, actually, he says the decline is due to people dropping out of the labor force. As I've said before, the way the government plays games with statistics, understand that they always, always underreport unemployment to make themselves look good. And they will always go back and say, well, we're going to readjust the numbers from the last quarter or the last month. We're going to readjust those up while we adjust these down right now. And then they'll play the same trick for the next reporting period. They always want to show a positive trend. One of the things that they do that they didn't do back in 1945 was to say, well, we're going to take people out of the workforce who have not been employed for a certain amount of time. We're going to just remove them from the statistics so we don't show such a high unemployment rate. They've been fudging the unemployment rates for decades, just like they've been fudging the coronavirus statistics, the way they define what a coronavirus death is. Did somebody die from coronavirus or did they die and also have coronavirus, right? The meme that's floating around. We had, 50 people, let's say, die in Chicago over the weekend with coronavirus, and they also had a comorbidity of bullet holes, right? That's the way they define this kind of stuff. They don't even have to test them for COVID-19. They presume that you have COVID-19. So they ramp up the COVID-19 death statistics. They remove many people off the unemployment rolls to take down the unemployment rate. But understand, folks, that we're a Great Depression level here, just instantaneously by fiat. And it's not going to get any better if they don't allow the businesses to truly open. And even if the business is truly open, as long as Fauci and Birx are in the White House telling everybody, scaring everybody to death. Do you remember when the role of government was to keep people from becoming alarmist over this? Do you remember in the Obama administration, for example, we had Joe Biden when there was a flu epidemic going through, a swine flu thing? He says, well, I don't know. I don't think I'd get on an airplane. And they said, shut up. You're going to scare people. And so he immediately was forced to do a retraction and say, I didn't mean to, it's perfectly fine to travel on airplanes. Then fast forward a couple more years and we got the Ebola outbreak. And you got Obama and Fauci telling everybody there's nothing to fear about Ebola, where 80% of the people die. And even when we had somebody that they found deathly ill and eventually died from Ebola in Dallas, you had the same Dallas County judge, Clay Jenkins, who is now attacking this woman who has a hair salon. He goes to the apartment of the man who died from Ebola and walks around with no protective equipment, then goes without cleaning up to a press conference with everybody. Say there's nothing to fear here, but he'll shut down the business, give her several thousand dollars worth of fine for opening up her salon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, are we allowed to reopen? Are we still held hostage? I'm going to give you some examples of how we have politicians across this country are actually doubling down, even though we don't have an epidemic. If there ever was an epidemic, and look, we got to understand, we got two countries now, right? If you will. We got New York City and the rest of America. Now, look, if I wanted to live under communist authoritarian China, I would move there. If I wanted to live under communist authoritarian New York City, I would move there. And we're not going to allow them to occupy the rest of this country. Let me give you an example of what's happening in communist authoritarian New York. De Blasio's menacing tweets to the Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, absolutely off the rails because they had a funeral there. And as David Stockman pointed out, he said he had the tweet of De Blasio. This is a large funeral. There was a revered 73-year-old rabbi. They had about 2,000 mourners. But as David Stockman points out, if you look at the crowd that's there, he said, you're going to be pretty hard-pressed to find anybody that's old. He says, pretty much everybody was under 50. And he said, this simply is not something that, and they're wearing masks and so forth. And but he said, when you look at the way that de Blasio reacted to this, and just consider what de Blasio tweeted out. Yeah, see, they got masks, they got gloves on, all this other stuff, right? De Blasio says, something absolutely unacceptable happened in Williamsburg tonight, a large funeral gathering in the middle of this pandemic. When I heard, I went there myself to ensure the crowd was dispersed. And what I saw will not, all uppercase, will not be tolerated as long as we are fighting coronavirus. Yeah, well, okay. Are you fighting the coronavirus or are you fighting the people? And as Stockman points out, with a mortality rate as of April 28th, in New York City, you've got a mortality rate of 143 per 100,000 people. And you've got 4.6 in all of California. He says, yes, New York is more dense than California on average, but that doesn't even remotely explain the difference. Because by now, there's overwhelming evidence that the severity of the quarantine regime has essentially zero impact on the mortality metrics. I talked about this twice last week. Let me go over these figures one more time. And compare some of this. As they pointed out, you know, California, as I said, California and New York, they both locked down immediately, and they did a heavy lockdown. They're the first two states to do it, and they did it about the same time. And so you have 4.6 deaths per 100,000 people in California. You got 143 in New York City. Didn't make any difference, did it? Hey, here's another one. Iowa, no lockdown, 4.3 deaths. Texas, a light lockdown, 2.4 deaths per 100,000. Maine, a heavy lockdown, 3.8 deaths per 100,000. Massachusetts, a heavy lockdown, 45.7 deaths per 100,000. And you could go on and on. As I pointed out, you know, President Trump was at first very supportive of Georgia reopening. That's good. We got to reopen. All of my voters are saying we got to reopen. We should reopen. And Georgia's going to do it. And then immediately after that press conference ends, Deborah Birx from the CDC goes over to him and has a little talk with him. And then he comes back and says, well, you know, I can't stop him, but it's really bad. He shouldn't do this now, right? The governor in Georgia, Kemp, went ahead and did it anyway. But the problem is that even if we reopen, as long as Birx and Fauci are given a microphone and the authority to tell everybody that we're all going to die, if everybody believes them, that's the psychological lockdown that is happening. That psychological lockdown is not going to be removed. And even if the businesses open up, they'll still go out of business if nobody goes there, if nobody buys anything. Why? Because they've been psychologically gaslighted by Fauci and Birx, who never recommended anything like this with any of the previous pandemics that they declared, quote unquote. That didn't turn into pandemics. And they never recommended anything. They always tamped it down. So why is it that they're doing this now, right? And why is it that President Trump is allowing them to continue to do this? I get emails all the time, tweets from people saying, well, yeah, trust the plan, trust the plan. President Trump just roping them in. They're suckers. Well, if you think that the means justifies, that the end justifies the means, I just don't agree with that. That is a communist tactic. And quite frankly, what I see happening here is a communist tactic of the globalists. I don't believe that the end justifies the means. But if you think that, let me explain to you that the end game of globalism is exactly what has been imposed on us in a matter of days. In a matter of days. The end is already here. The means was the virus. The means was Fauci. The means was Burks. The means was the Trump administration. The end game is already here. Now, they will probably lift it off gradually. Right now, they want you to start getting accustomed to the end that they have decided from decades ago. The 2030 agenda. The smart cities. The total lockdown and control and austerity. They want you to start getting accustomed to that. And already, you know, they knew it was going to be a major pushback when they took everything from everybody and impoverished everybody, took away your food, took away your jobs, took away your upward mobility. How are we going to do this? I mean, they're, you know, I read for you when everybody was saying, look at this Bloomberg. Just, you know, he found this thing where he trash-talked farmers and even trash-talked people who work in factories. And what he was talking about was the, yeah, he did trash talk him. He is an arrogant, elitist billionaire. There's more than enough of them to go around, quite frankly. But he was trash talking them in his arrogance. But what he was saying, the bigger picture, we had the agrarian society. We got rid of it with the Industrial Revolution. Those jobs were simple and so forth. And we're going to replace all these people with smart people like us. We're working on artificial intelligence, and we're going to replace all these people. The question for us is how do we keep them from getting the guillotines to come after us to kill us when we do that? Well, they've got an idea now. It was the virus. They didn't do that. And they're going to have you begging for robots everywhere. You don't want humans touching your food. I want my food prepared by a machine, a robot. I want the robot to deliver my food. I want the robot to do my health care. I want the robot to do everything. Humans, they're dirty. I don't want to. They're all diseased and got germs all over them. Keep them away from me. Give me my robots. My robots are clean. I don't even want pets. CDC say, stay away from your pets. I just want robot pets. I want a monitor that I can spray down all the time because now I'm OCD. And if we let Fauci and Burks and the globalists, if President Trump leaves them there, allows them to impose this end game on us, even if they take it off and put it back on, is psychological conditioning. This is why they wanted to flatten the curve and stretch it out as long as possible. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix jobs when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who were now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's like something out of Police Squad. What's happening in New York City? We had the New York City cops chasing a hearse at a Jewish funeral. Gotta stop that. And of course, that was de Blasio. Took a personal interest in that. Run some of that video clip. Video clip number 7. Show you the cops chasing the hearse. Singling out the Orthodox Jewish community there. You know, they've got, the cops are there. They've got masks and gloves on, but so do the people attending the funeral. And they're all pretty young, too, right? No, we got to shut that down. Can't have that at all. As one person said, it's a funeral. People need to be able to give respect. They have to obey the law, but the police are being aggressive here. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea said the mourners of the large funerals are not only risking giving the virus to one another, but also exposing police officers who have to respond. You're putting my cops' lives at risk. That's unacceptable. Well, I suggest that the cops stay at home if they're afraid of that. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And perhaps the nurses need something to do. Because, you know, we're going to have all the hospital beds are going to be overflowing. No. They overestimated that anywhere from a factor of 2 to a factor of 10, just like they overestimated the number of ventilators needed by a factor of 40 or more. And now we've got more TikTok videos coming out. I mean, talking about a funeral, they've got a mock funeral there. Here's a TikTok video showing 4 people wearing nurses' uniforms in the hospital, carrying a 5th individual in a plastic bag. They got a lot of time on their hands to do all these TikTok videos. Please take the TikTok away from the nurses. They're clearly very overwhelmed. Yeah, and then we've got more ridiculous pictures. We got pictures of Governor Cuomo doing a photo op disinfecting a subway train in Queens. Now, let me tell you, this Putin-esque kind of photo op would have been absolutely ridiculed up and down. You would have seen it all over the weekend. Every one of these so-called comedy shows that have now become political propaganda, Colbert, all of them, they would have been laughing and ridiculing President Trump. They'd had skits on Saturday Night Live if he'd pull some kind of nonsense like this. But when it's done by Cuomo, this kind of Putin-like press release, photo op, the press acts like the Russian press covering Vladimir Putin. And they just talk about how wonderful he is, the fact that he's disinfecting this, you know, because, you know, once or twice a year, you got to clean the subway, whether it needs it or not, right? It's so great. And speaking of Cuomo, remember he was on a press conference and somebody said, well, you know, what are you supposed to do to these business owners or these people who are employees? And they haven't gotten a check from anybody, but they've been banned from being able to work or open a business. And he said, well, we'll just tell them if they need a job, they need to get an essential job, right? Well, now they've got an essential job. This is what passes for an essential job in New York City. You can get $57,000 plus benefits, very generous benefits, if you'll become a snitch. That's basically what this is. Oh, no, it's disease contact tracers, right? Now, let me tell you, this is going to turn into biometric surveillance and Stasi informants very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. Yeah, they've had contact tracers for epidemics before. But that's not what this is going to be about at all, I guarantee you. And so de Blasio says, the government, Congress, federal government, has said, yeah, we're going to have about 180,000 contract tracing workers over the next 18 months. They have allocated $12 billion. They can't come up with any money to help small businesses because that all gets scarfed up by the Wall Street brokers and the bankers and so forth. But they're going to come up with $12 billion to get medical snitches on people. And they're going to identify you so they can lock you down until you get your vaccine. And in New York, de Blasio wants 1,000 of them. These people are going to make $57,000 annually plus benefits. Warren Buffett, it looked like the stock market and early pre-selling was down significantly. We'll see what happens. It spooked a lot of people that Warren Buffett got rid of all of his airline stock. And as Axios says, air travel will never be the same after the coronavirus. Pack your patients along with your face mask because everything's going to be a lot longer. You know, I used to joke about this back in the 1980s with friends. We'd have to occasionally travel for business. And they all said, you know, they make it so that it's just a little bit faster to drive somewhere, to fly somewhere than to drive somewhere. By the time you take a look at how much time you spend going to the airport and parking lot and all this kind of stuff. But that was the 1980s. I mean, that was way before all the stuff we've had imposed now. Now look what they're talking about doing. Expect new procedures for everything from luggage check-in to security clearance and boarding. You might even need to have your blood tested to prove you're in good health before boarding. Well, if you're going to draw blood from me, you better get a blood pressure cusp out there too, because that's going to go sky high. I will not be flying under these types of circumstances, I guarantee you. As one person with Simplifying, a blog posting, said, 9/11 changed travel completely, added security checks, longer check-in times. The impact of COVID-19 on air travel will be even more far-reaching. And let me tell you something. The impact of COVID-19 will be far more reaching than the Patriot Act, and that's by design. The second big false flag of our lifetime, my lifetime. Airport curbside, for example. Passengers could be required to arrive at least 4 hours ahead of their flight. So think about that. If it's somewhere that you drive to in 4 hours, you'd be better off driving. Oh, but they're going to make that difficult as well. President Trump already, because he had Fauci and Birx telling him, it's like, well, you know, we want to open up these states, but we got to do testing everywhere. And I played for you the clip where President Trump said, I'm going to talk to the governors. We should probably have people tested as they come and go from the states at the state borders. That's what they want to do. They want to push this out. That's what President Trump is pushing now. You know, used to be skeptical of vaccines. Now he wants them immediately, because, you know, if we don't have everybody vaccinated and working and so forth, that might, you know, if you can't find food, that might impact his ability to get reelected. And that's all that really matters. And the bottom line, right, whether or not he can become stay president, that's all that matters. The rest of the country can go to hell. We can starve. We can be unemployed. We can be under the thumb of the globalists. But it's important that we get President Trump reelected, because that's everything, right? Passengers could be required to arrive at least 4 hours early so they can start inspecting you. Boarding. Oh, that'll be an hour. You have to get there an hour before departure, but don't kind of hang around at the gate, because you got to have social distancing. So we got to disperse somehow over the whole airport. And board only when you get individual notification on your smartphone. So carry your smartphone with you so they can track you. And so, like we've shown the pictures, you know, the 6 foot distancing, that's the magic number, folks. I don't think it has anything to do with the disease. I think it has to do with biometric surveillance. Get people apart so that we can get the full biometric picture. Even if they're wearing a mask, we can identify them by their biometrics if they're 6 feet apart. On the plane, the pre-flight safety video might include a sanitization procedure as the passengers wipe down their seats and tray tables. In-flight magazines will be removed. And then there'll be an in-flight janitor to keep the lavatories and other high-touch areas disinfected after the passenger use. Well, they put that little thing that they used to do in the hotels, you know, they put a little piece of paper over the toilet seat. Sanitize for your protection. So we're going to have some poor airline stewardess is going to have to go there and clean the toilet, disinfect it after each and every use. Well, Sicily is saying that they will pay half of your flight because they're so desperate for business and tourists. There you go. An airplane with a mask on it. Officials in Sicily said that they will cover half of your flight cost and a third of your hotel expenses for visitors. They'll also provide free tickets to many museums and popular sites. But they still don't know when Italy is going to reopen. They said that they're going to start to ease some of it today, but we'll see about that. But, I mean, are you really going to want to fly under these conditions? If they're going to make this, they're going to keep stepping it up every time. It's always incremental. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.
Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you you can go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state, saying, we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it.
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps, and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the communist Chinese
have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers. We're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We just had Justin Trudeau do a massive assault weapon ban in Canada. By executive order, because that's the way Western societies are turning now. Everything's being done by executive order, right? We don't have any representation anymore. Not just taxation without representation. We have legislation without representation, without our elected representatives writing laws. No, everything is just executive order. Dictates. Law is what they say it is. At any point. And so you've got Justin Trudeau. In response, they say, to a 22-victim shooting spree in Canada last month, Justin Trudeau has banned a whole slew of assault weapons. I'm not going to go through all the details of what they are. Mainly, it's just things that are defined as assault weapons because of cosmetic appearance. And it's more than 130,000 such guns currently owned legally in Canada. According to the estimate of the Canadian Globe and Mail, it's probably a lot more than that. And so they're going to buy back the banned weapons, they say. But, of course, that will require, they say, it'll require the legislature to appropriate the money for that. So evidently, the way this works in Canada is Justin Trudeau can, by executive order, just ban all that stuff. And then they've got to somehow pay for it. Well, that'd be pretty easy because in Canada, they're already have a, you can get up to $1 million fine if you infect, if you violate curfew and they say that it causes somebody to get infected, they can hit you with a $1 million fine. And I couldn't believe that when I saw that. And so I went to the link that they had and right there, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police will give you $1 million if you get out of curfew and infect somebody. So I guess they'll take your guns. And then they'll have the money to pay people for the guns. Isn't that nice? Trudeau said, these weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. As Reason said, that's laughably false. The vast majority of people who own them, in fact, have never used them for the purpose of killing anyone, much less the, quote, largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. There is another reason. He's like, oh, you don't need this for deer hunting. And that's right. You don't need it for deer hunting. You need it to hunt tyrants. That's why we had the Second Amendment, to hunt tyrants with. So we're not necessarily even using these except for target shooting. We're just keeping them in reserve. It's kind of like the way that you had the Cold War run with mutually assured destruction. It's like, you know, we've got a lot of weapons here in the U.S. If you want to kick off a bloody civil war, you just come for the weapons. It's like firing the first shot. You know, we don't want to have a nuclear exchange. And even Russia and the U.S. back during the Cold War were smart enough to say, you know what, this isn't going to work out if we start this thing. So maybe we better not. But now things are different. There is an appalling lack of common sense amongst the people who are in charge. As a matter of fact, it's almost like they're suicidal. It's almost like they're cult leaders of some kind of suicidal government cult, isn't it? And as they point out in the Reason magazine article here, the U.S. assault weapon ban was in place from 1994 to 2004. It didn't try to confiscate the guns that were already owned, but nevertheless, it had absolutely no effect on public safety, as the New York Times reported at the time. But let's get back to what's going on elsewhere when we look at the coronavirus. For example, in Germany, all eyes have been on Germany this week, reports Yahoo News. And they said the claim that the country is facing a second wave of coronavirus infections because it lifted the lockdown too soon. And this is what we're seeing everywhere. The people who want to keep you locked down as part of the psychological conditioning. Understand, they've already imposed large aspects of the end game on you. And if you want to say that, the end justifies the means, you're already at the end here. If you think that President Trump is just playing along with these people, no. This has already been imposed, and it is psychological conditioning. And the longer this thing goes, and if these people who work for President Trump are allowed to continue to stay there and scare people, it won't matter. If any of the governors say, all right, you can go back, you can come out of your little hobbit holes now, nobody's going to come out because they're scared to death. The German government, however, cited figures as evidence that a second wave is not happening. Scientists in South Korea have said, we find evidence that you cannot get the coronavirus twice. MSN reports a number of reported cases of coronavirus patients relapsing after overcoming the disease were actually due to testing failures, say South Korean scientists. Researchers at the South Korean Center for Disease Control and Prevention, their CDC, that's what they actually call it, their CDC, now say it's impossible for COVID-19 virus to reactivate in human bodies. More than 10,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Seoul, in South Korea, and they had 245 deaths. They said a total of 277 patients in the country were believed to have fallen ill for a second time, as had patients in China and Japan. This prompted concerns that the virus could be mutating so quickly that people were not necessarily immune to catching it again. However, genetic analysis of the virus have not found any substantial changes which would effectively disguise it from the immune system. Nevertheless, the World Health Organization warned governments against using so-called immunity passports to allow people to return to work simply because they have antibodies for the virus. Do you understand what the purpose of this is? They keep pouring cold water on this because they want to keep you locked down until they got a vaccine. Even if you've had it, even if you got antibodies for it, oh no, you could get it a second time even with antibodies. You got to wait for the vaccine. Oh, wait a minute. The vaccine is supposed to train your body to fight the infection? But when your body has already successfully fought the infection and you've already got antibodies to fight that and they're present? No. You got to stay locked down, says the World Health Organization. You know, the same people who have been lying to you about everything from the beginning. Sweden has already won the debate on the COVID-19 lockdown policy. That's right. They absolutely have. No debate about it. In spite of the fact that President Trump said, see, my policies were right. I should have locked everybody down. And I saved everybody from this. No. Actually, if you look at Sweden, they did not do these kind of draconian policies. They did not push their country into a greater depression. In the U.S., we've got now about 30 million new people filing for unemployment in just the last few weeks. Unlike the rest of the world, pretty much, and the USA, Sweden did not follow China's lead. And they did not follow the World Health Organization, which is doing what China says. And they did not follow Fauci and Birx's recommendations, which are doing what China says to do. No, instead of following the Chinese model, Sweden took a different path. And it's not just the lockdown. I mean, think about the fact that we got the drones and the surveillance and the temperature monitors on the drones and so forth. Now we're building them in the United States. First, China donated them to us. And then we did the economic shutdowns. We have the contact tracing, the biometric surveillance, the social media credits and so forth. Mass testing of people. No, none of that in Sweden. They issued a set of guidelines for social distancing. They had common sense measures. Hygiene, travel, public gathering, protecting the elderly and the immune compromised. But they kept all preschools, primary and secondary schools open. They closed some colleges and universities doing their work online. And guys, show the graph here that was predicted by the Imperial College model. This is the model, the people out of London that scared President Trump to death and caused him to call for shutdowns from all the governors. And then they started doing it. Now, those two curves there, those two bell-shaped curves, the blue one and the yellow one. The blue one is the do-nothing curve, and that's a really steep curve, bell-shaped curve. And then there's a bell-shaped yellow curve. This is what we do, moderate, okay? And so both of those are ideal, you know, bell-shaped curves, according to Farr's Law. And the little red thing down there at the very bottom, you got to kind of zoom in because it's so small. That's what actually happened. It happened earlier, and it's very, very small. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. So, yeah. Did Sweden get it right, or did the Imperial College get it right? Did Sweden get it right, or did Fauci, Birx, and the Trump administration get it right? Well, you can see what's happening right there. Folks, as we go into the results now of what this policy has done. We still have back in stock now. You can still order storable food. And that's the big concern that I have right now, is storable food. Making sure that I have food in the future, because things are going to get rough. They're really going to get rough. People are not even thinking about that now. They're still freaked out about the virus. Well, you know, make sure that you are operating under sanitary conditions. We've got Emmerich's Essential Hand Sanitizer. It is a spray sanitizer, also at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off.
Well, Communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at what's happening to our food supply. We're going to take a look at the censorship of David Icke, who got hit with the, as you pointed out, they hunt in a pack, right? Facebook shut him down, then YouTube shut him down and so forth, like they did InfoWars. I think they did it over a three-day period. I think it's Facebook did it, and then 3 days later, YouTube shut him down. We're going to talk about that because we still have, here we are after, you know, this happened to InfoWars and Alex Jones, happened to me as well, back in August 6th of 2018. And we still have journalists now, even journalists who are kind of alternative, you would think, kind of alternative media, applauding this. Now, you know, they don't like George Galloway tweeted it out. And, you know, I had respect for a lot of the things that George Galloway's done. I don't necessarily agree with him on everything. He's pretty much a socialist leftist, but he does have has had in the past, like some leftists have, he has had some support for civil liberties, but evidently not free speech as a journalist. He says, yeah, let's get all these David Icke's and Alex Jones off. Good riddance to them. You know, well, you know, here's the thing, George, as I tweeted out, you need to, if you as a journalist are applauding censorship, you have just delegitimized everything that you've done. I mean, George Galloway spent a lot of time talking about the false flag efforts to get us drawn into a deeper war in Syria and the lies that have been told to get us drawn into war after war. And yet, he seems to be absolutely clueless that this isn't just about people that he doesn't like. It's not about getting rid of Alex Jones or David Icke. Because 2 months after they got rid of Alex Jones, they purged 800 people, and the common denominator was that they opposed the military-industrial complex and the police and surveillance state. You know, people like the Free Thought Project, or Photography is Not a Crime, talking about police abuse, and also, you know, anti-war and so forth. Social media polling those types of people who were not Trump supporters. The vast majority of them, you'd probably say maybe about 60% of those 800 sites were Trump supporters, because most of the independent media was. But to pull all those people off, it just shows where they're going and who is really behind the censorship. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about the spreading surveillance. Are you okay with this? You know, this geospatial intelligence that they've been working on for a long time, it has now got a justification, they believe. They're going to keep you safe from the virus, and they're going to follow everything that you did. But just real quickly, I want to take a look at some of the draconian measures that have been taking across the country as people decide they're going to take back their freedom. You know, for some people, it's their business, their livelihood. They realize that they're going bankrupt. The government that said, we're going to shut you down for your safety. We've got a virus, and we've got to flatten this curve and keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. And now they realize, but we're going to be there. We're going to be your safety net. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you loans. We're going to keep your business alive. We're going to protect your jobs and everything. None of that happened. Just like the hospitals didn't get overcrowded. And so now we have across the country reports, video clips coming up, people standing up to this tyranny. We've got a nurse in Raleigh talking about how they lied about this epidemic. And they're doubling down on this. They're getting very authoritative. They've got cops are getting rough with people. And some people, we saw just a minor example of it here in Austin, which had a park ranger lecturing people out in an open area. But you got to stay apart from each other. Some guy pushed him into the water. That's just a taste of what's going to happen when people lose everything. As Gerald Celente said, they lose it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the attempts to start to reopen just a little bit. You know, we've had Texas Governor Abbott on Friday said, well, all right, restaurants can open up. And theaters can open up, but you can only open up if you've, I don't know what the arbitrary number was, but if you got less than 9 or 10 cases that you've had in a certain amount of time in your county, then, you know, if you've had some, then you can only open up at 25% capacity. Is that going to allow people to actually be open, or will they go bankrupt with that? You know, you got a large county, and we're not talking about anybody even dying. Well, you got 9 cases of this or whatever. Again, continuing, this is why I'm not grateful to Governor Abbott for doing a little bit of a reopening, because he's not really reopening anything. And I'm not grateful to President Trump for talking about it when he leaves Fauci and Birx in place telling everybody, you're all going to die if you get out, right? Then nobody's going to go out because people are putting more credibility on what these people say than anything else. The only way this is going to stop is if President Trump were to fire those two and put somebody in there who's going to tell you the truth. Say, you know what? They got everything wrong. Their models were wrong. They were alarmists. They've been alarmists. You know, put John Rappaport in, for example. Make him. Since he was right about every one of these pandemics and Fauci was wrong about every one of them, maybe the rational thing to do would be to put somebody like John Rappaport in place who opposed Fauci on every one of these false pandemics, every one of these cry wolf pandemics, and say, look, he got them wrong. His solutions were wrong. These people have thoroughly been discredited. Come out now. Go back to work. Go back to play. It's safe. It's safe. But that's not what the plan is. And let me tell you why that's not the plan. Harvard is talking about the fact they're not really going to resume their classes until 2022. 22. Facebook has canceled all large in-person meetings until June of 2021. Now, these are the people who are in control. These are the people who are in control of the information. And to me, that's the scariest thing about all of this, is how effective the propaganda is. And we look at how effective the propaganda is. Just look at what they wound up doing. Still, you know, taking very popular people like Alex Jones now, David Icke, purging them off of social media, purging them off of the digital public square. That is the business model of all these social media sites. That is the business model of YouTube, a digital public square. They've said it in the past. And quite frankly, you know, we've had Supreme Court decisions. I understand what people have said. They said, look, you know, the 1946 Marsh versus Alabama, you had a company-owned town. It's like a coal town, right? And they said, we own the town. And you had a lady passing out religious tracts. And they said, we don't want you passing out religious tracts. And they kicked her out. She took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court in 1946 said, even if the company owns the public square, they can't take away your free speech. Not in the public square. But that was America in 1946. We're a long ways from that now. And in the interim, there's been some court cases where you had malls kick people out who were doing stuff like that, and the courts upheld that. The difference is the mall's business model is not a digital public square. It's a retail space. Even the public areas are retail space. You got little kiosks set up there. It's all retail space. People are paying It's not Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, London, right? But that's really the business model, and they've said it. Jack Dorsey has said that over and over again on Twitter. And so the purpose of business, the purpose of government is to protect our rights and to protect our property. And they should do that in the digital public square, just like the Supreme Court said about the other public square. Even if it was owned by a corporation, you still have rights. And the purpose of government, folks, going back to the beginning of America, our founding documents were all based on the principles that were laid out in the Declaration of Independence, that we have rights that we possess as human beings, rights that we have from our Creator. They're not granted to us by government. The government is put in place to protect those rights. And when the government becomes destructive of those rights, when the government does not protect us from having corporations take them from us, then it's our right and our duty to alter or abolish that government. So as we look at this, understand these people are going to be pushing this whole second wave thing. There's going to be a second wave of lies coming out of the CDC, coming out of Fauci and Burke's mouth, supported by President Trump and the WHO. They're all going to be lying to you about a second wave. So it's important to understand, as we look at the research coming out of South Korea, they said, look, we saw some, looked like some people got sick again. We tested it, and it's like, no, it's not coronavirus. And the WHO is wrong, but the WHO is going to persist in that lie. Denmark says coronavirus spread has not accelerated since reopening began, reports Reuters. But what is happening in America, in various states? On Breitbart, Nolte is writing from North Carolina. He said, they told us lockdowns are about flattening the curve. They lied. And now we know we were suckers. Now we know the politicians lied to us. This was never about saving the healthcare system from crashing, because we have saved the system from crashing. And most of us are still in these lockdowns. They lied. My North Carolina county is completely out of the woods. We had 9 cases here. Nobody died. 9 cases, 0 deaths. We're all still locked down, even though there's a full-blown medical center in my county. He said, the curve here in North Carolina, the curve in 95% of the country, is not just bent. It's crushed. It's decimated. It's destroyed. Let's now take this opportunity to go ahead and say the following out loud. In much of the country, there never was any real danger of overwhelming the healthcare system. The experts were wrong. It happens. Okay, it happens, he said. So I'd ask you, what is the real agenda then? To continue this lockdown and to increase the draconian rules. We know they were wrong. We know they lied to us, quite frankly. We know there was never any reason to shut down most of the country. And yet they not only maintained the shutdown, but they continued to add additional things. As a matter of fact, let's play the video clip out of North Carolina. Which number is that? Go ahead. You guys got that set up? Video clip number 4. Video clip number 4. Go ahead and play that.
Years, almost the whole time here in Raleigh. I'm not an actor, just in case you know. You know, I'm not an actor. Yep. I've been a nurse, been into the heart of it, been in the ER, been in the ICU for many years. I'm here to tell you the media is lying to you.
Fauci is lying to you. Burks is lying to you.
My hospital right here in downtown Raleigh is at 60% capacity. We normally run 110. We are 700 surgeries behind. We have entire floors shut down. I literally just got another text from my supervisor. You want off tomorrow? You want off tomorrow? I don't have that many vacation days. I'm here to tell you that when you see these pictures of these nurses with their mask face on, guess what? That's nursing. That's nursing. I'm not here to tell you to make fun of it, because I'm going to tell you right now, there have been times I literally couldn't go another day. I was so tired. But guess generally what that was from? The flu.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had EMS bring patients in to where we couldn't have them get them off the truck. We had nowhere to put them. We had run out of room. I've had to leave on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. When I come back to the ER 12 hours later, those people are still in the waiting room. Still waiting to be seen. But guess what? Not now. You go to any hospital in this in Raleigh, you get seen right away.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that nursing is hard, just general. It's just hard. It's hard when you've got a sick patient. It's mentally, physically draining, emotionally draining.
But we're when we talk, hear all these stories, these horror stories coming out of New York, the nurses are overwhelmed. They don't have any protective equipment. They've got patients with beds and, you know, setting up temporary beds. They had those exact same headlines in 2017. I read you the stories from the New York Post and the New York Times. Yeah, it's not any different than it's been, quite frankly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now if you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right, you just heard the nurse there in Raleigh open up. We are down to, I think she said 16%. She said, usually we're running 110%. We got people that are waiting. I'll go out and we'll come back in. She says, it's exhausting work. We've had situations during a regular flu season where we just worked around the clock. And yet that's not happening this time. So why do we have everything still locked down? You know, why is everybody closed? This is not as bad as previous times, she reported. And yet take a look at what's happening across the country. In North Carolina, again, a North Carolina small business owner, and this is right there in the same area. Apex is just right outside of Raleigh. This is a guy who had a tattoo shop in Apex, a small business owner. He opened up his business for a grand total of 10 minutes before Apex police made their way to arrest him. They said that they have deemed that his business is non-essential. That's right. Yeah, he's not Walmart. He's not Home Depot. So, you don't get to stay open. Unable to shoulder the rising cost of government-mandated business closures, Mr. Myers made the decision to open his tattoo parlor and take his chances. The gamble was a potentially costly one, reports Western Journal, resulting not only in an arrest, but the filing of formal charges as well for violation of, quote, emergency prohibitions and restrictions. Now, when did those come in? Well, you know, those are written, you know, the guidelines for that. Again, let's talk about guidelines and recommendations. I keep hearing people say, well, you know, President Trump isn't the one who did this. This is the governors who did it. Well, let's talk about the importance of guidelines and recommendations. There were guidelines and recommendations that were written right before September 11th, 2001 for this very sort of thing. Emergency public health orders. And then immediately after September 11th, 2001, they were pushed out because, you know, hey, it's going to be those terrorists. They're going to push anthrax everywhere. Well, it turned out that it was Fauci's organization and Birx's organization that were shipping live anthrax through the mail. Should we arrest them for terrorism or just for being boneheaded idiots who are playing with fire like a couple of toddlers about ready to burn the house down with their bioweapons gain of function research that they fund? Even when they're told not to fund it, they still do it. Let me tell you, President Trump wants my support again. He's going to take Fauci and put him over his knee like the same way I would do with a toddler in my house if I told them not to play with matches and I keep catching him doing that. And this guy needs to be taken to the woodshed. And if not, then don't complain about how it was all Fauci's fault when the house gets burned down. And they're burning it down. And Trump is just playing the fiddle on the side like Nero. Unable to shoulder the rising costs, he opens up, and then he gets hit with these emergency prohibitions and restrictions that were part of the guidelines and recommendations from George W. Bush, the guy who's now come out to criticize President Trump. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I said, that tells you everything. I tweeted about that over the weekend. I said, so here's this guy who, when we last heard from him, he was doing these primitive paintings, you know, of himself and the painting that he did while he's in a bathtub, painting his foot, laying in a bathtub, and then painting his foot. And the guy can't paint. But now he's come out of sheltering in his bathtub to tell everybody, we've all got to hang together. We've all got to follow this Fauci guy, right? We've got to all be together on this. And President Trump says, yeah, unity? You wanted unity? Where were you when everybody was attacking me? Absolutely right. But we know where he was with 9/11, immediately before, immediately after, how he used that to push this agenda. It's yet another, George W. Bush's involvement in this is yet another sign that ought to set your spidey. There's the picture. That's what he's been doing for the last few years. But now he's out to tell us how to save the world. Self-imposed, safe at home. George W. Bush with all of his Secret Service guarding him and so forth. Look, it's yet another thing that ought to tell you that this is a scam when he's involved in this. A conviction would leave this small business owner, Myers, the tattoo parlor, eligible to serve a sentence of up to 60 days in jail or a fine of up to $1,000. And as Western Journal points out, you want to talk about cruel and unusual punishment, especially with a 38-year-old father of three telling the local paper he's afraid he won't be able to keep his family fed or make payments on his newly purchased home. Of course, the faceless bureaucratic state couldn't care less about that. Myers' alleged struggles to secure the unemployment aid necessary to make ends meet and an inability to secure small business relief through the federal government's recently replenished Paycheck Protection Program were an afterthought when the government demanded that Myers shut down. So here's a guy, 38, he's got a family of three to support, three kids, plus he and his wife. He's locked down. He can't get any unemployment. He can't get a loan because that's all been scarfed up by the Wall Street companies and the big companies. All that money that was supposed to go to small businesses like him. No. The government doesn't have your back. The government is not here to protect you. How many times are we going to see this story played out over and over again? Tucker Carlson had a barber who went on and talked about how he was going to have to just open up because he doesn't have any other alternative. I mean, how are you supposed to put food on the table? And see, that's a problem. Now even people with jobs are not going to be able to put food on the table because they've broken the supply system. But let's play a little bit of that Tucker Carlson interview with a barber, video clip number three.
So you've received a cease and desist order from the state of California. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's actually from the city of Vacaville. They came in here, the cops came in here today and gave us a cease and desist order from the city of Vacaville. And
are you going to abide by it?
Definitely I'm not. I'm going to continue working. I'm going to continue to stay open. My barbers are going to continue to work, and they're going to continue to serve our community.
What did you think? And I'm not just saying this because CNN is another channel, but I was really struck by the pompous lecture that you received from one of their anchors yesterday, someone who will not be out of work when you are out of work. How did you feel about that?
Well, you know, overall, she definitely had a, she was somehow better than me tone. I think she does have a secure job. Her hair looked amazing. And I think she's not in the same boat as I am. Maybe we're all in the same storm together, but we're definitely not in the same boat. I have barbers that are living day to day doing undercover garage cuts in unsanitary position locations. When we're here in California in our shop, we have the cleanest shop in town, and we follow a lot of sanitary regulations.
Undercover garage cuts. Got to do undercover garage cuts. At the end of that, Tucker Carlson says, "I wonder why people are still paying taxes. I wonder why too." I tweet out today a meme, "No one rules if no one obeys." Maybe it's time we stop playing their games. Maybe it's time we recognize that it's time to alter or to abolish this form of government that destroys our rights and our liberties and our lives. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's day 49 of America held hostage, and let's take a look at what this really is looking like now. Even after we realize that not only did we flatten the curve, we crushed it, we decimated it, it never really happened in most of the country, outside of New York City. Remember, I pointed out the other day, you've got more than half of the cases in the U.S. right there in New York City. That's the rest of the U.S. combined. And yet they're imposing the kind of Marxist authoritarianism that de Blasio and China are known for. That's being imposed on everybody. Why? Because of guidelines and recommendations coming out of Washington. Don't ever underestimate how important that is, since we have now left the constitutional requirements for actually even having a quorum. You know, we just spent the first round of this nonsense and the corruption that was involved in it. You know, they allowed the way they wrote this thing, even though it was massively massive number of pages, they had made sure that they put in the ambiguity in there that allowed Wall Street to scarf up all the money that was allegedly going to be going to small and medium-sized businesses. And even as Thomas Massey said, wait a minute, we can't do this. We got to have at least a quorum in order to pass a law. No, you know, why would we be concerned about that? You know, well, just go back and look at the way the Federal Reserve was created when everybody went home for Christmas. He said, they don't have a quorum and they're going to do this on a voice vote? Come on. We got to have some time to take a look and see what's in this. Well, now we know what's in it. You know, they passed it and then we found out what's in it. Well, after that scam, And, you know, President Trump coming after him furious that you know, he was going to stand in the way of universal basic income, turning individuals and businesses into beggars. This is what this looks like. Now that people can't eat, okay, we talked about small business owners being hammered and shut down. Here's a woman who sets up a free food pantry for people who can't get a government check that was promised them when their jobs and businesses were shut down. She sets up a free pantry. She does it without a permit. Oh, okay. Well, we got to shut that down. This is coming out of Washington State. As Reason points out, it started with a bowl of chicken noodle soup and a desire to help the community. It ended with a government threatening criminal charges. For 16 years, she said, our family struggled with food and security. And a lot of people don't understand how hard that is if they don't struggle with that, said Kathy Hay. She notes that she's in a much better financial place now. So she said, I'm always looking for ways to help people that are having a hard time. Let me just interject here that if you want to see the people who really contribute money and really help out their fellow man, it's typically people like Kathy Hay who have been through difficult times themselves. People who haven't been through difficult times, they tend to look at this and say, man, those people probably deserve it. They probably didn't pay any attention to what they were doing, right? They made a lot of mistakes in their life. They should have known better, whatever, right? But people have gone through it. They have sympathy for it. So you find that it's always been my case. What I've personally observed is that the people who don't have a lot of money are the ones who give a big percentage of their income to people who really need it. Yeah, the philanthropists, they make headlines because they give $1 million when they have tens of billions of dollars. Percentage-wise, it's very small. But, you know, we don't understand percentages here in this country. That's one of the reasons we let them trick us into this COVID-19 scam. Because we don't understand percentages. We can't calculate risks. And we don't understand who's really giving deeply the widow's mite. Inspired by leftovers she'd made, she started searching ways to start a little free pantry in her neighborhood. In December, she set up one in her backyard, replete with refrigerated food, canned goods, produce, all available for free. Akin to little free libraries, these makeshift pantries that are popping up across the U.S. invite local participation. They allowed passersby to donate edible goods. Understand, you see this kind of thing in the grocery stores, right? Where typically it's around Christmas time or something, right? And they'll set up a food collection point, and what they want you to do is they want you to buy groceries in their store and then put them in there, right? That's the way that, and put them in the bags to donate to people, and they say that they'll take them around. I really prefer the non-corporate model that this lady has, where people just donate it there, and it's like, take what you need and so forth. It's like a free library. The community really responded positively to it, she said. It was very exciting, but it was short-lived. In February, the county health department, and this is Assateague County, Washington State, the county health department dropped by to tell her and her husband that they needed to immediately desist operations because she didn't have a permit. Don't have a permit to give free food to people. You got to talk to me about that. We got corporations to protect here. If they refused, the county threatened to pursue criminal charges. Getting the license would not be sufficient for her to restart the pantry. She would also have to pay a fine. And she'd also have to cough up an annual fee. And she'd have to abide by a laundry list of regulations more appropriate to a large-scale distribution center. They had a slew of packaging regulations. Canned items need to have a commercial label that would transverse the full circumference of the can. Fresh foods, from apples and oranges to bread, prohibited entirely. You cannot give people fresh fruit. No, no, no. Get them some packaged stuff. And it's got to be corporate food. Can't be the stuff that's canned by somebody, a local neighbor. No, no. She would have to create, print, distribute flyers explaining what can and cannot be donated. She would need to elevate the pantry above the ground, disqualifying her cupboard setup, though the health department would not specify how high the elevation above the ground needed to be for her pantry. And on and on. And so when we look at what is happening with COVID-19, is it any surprise? Is it any surprise this kind of stuff is happening? Look at what's happening in New Mexico. We got the governor there, Michelle Grisham, has now locked down Gallup, New Mexico. I've never been to Gallup. I remember it from the song, Route 6, Route 66. But, you know, it didn't, I guess you can't go to Gallup, New Mexico anymore on Route 66. I guess they probably closed down all. I don't know. I ought to do a report. Just drive down Route 66 and see what happens today. Compare that to the old days. I've been wanting to do that for a while anyway. Gresham invoked the state's Riot Control Act on Friday, essentially locked down the entire city of Gallup. This cordoned it off. Under the act, all roads leading into Gallup are now closed to, quote, mitigate the uninhibited spread of COVID-19. See, everything is allowed. Every tyranny, every executive order is allowed because COVID-19. You just presume that COVID-19 could happen. And then to stop it, you do whatever you wish. So this is the same logic as pointed out. You know, they had a couple of dozen people killed in a shooting in Canada a couple months ago. And so now Justin Trudeau is taking guns from millions of people in Canada. We had a couple of dozen people that allegedly died from COVID-19 in some of these places, and immediately they shut down the entire state. And we've never done that for any other kind of disease before. But this is the same logic, folks. Again, if you look at what they've been pushing for gun control, if you look at what they've been pushing with the laws for mandated vaccines, regardless of what you and your doctor say, regardless of even if you have ethical considerations about it as well. No, no, no. That can't stand. And so this is the same kind of mentality we have going everywhere. Effective last Friday, May 1st, all roads into Gallup were closed. Businesses in the city of Gallup would close from 5 p.m. until 8 a.m. the following morning. So you got to close at 5 p.m. Can't open until 8 in the morning. Vehicles can only have a maximum of 2 people in the vehicles. Now, what's the rationale behind that? If you can have a business where you can have 10 people, why can you only have 2 people in the car? If you can have, can you only now have 2 people in your home? We've had the CPS goons called on a homeschool family that had 7 kids. This is where this is headed, folks. There is no tyranny, no matter how draconian, no matter how absurd, that they won't use this fake pandemic to enact. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal.
pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The official numbers are now in. The United States is in the biggest financial collapse in our history. This is the worst employment collapse in U.S. history by a very wide margin, writes Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog. At this point, we should no longer speak of economic collapse as something that will happen in the future. It is now here. And he does an excellent job in the article on InfoWars.com of laying it out. This was done by design. Trump fought to open the economy, but the hijacked blue cities and states with the Chi-Coms and with Hollywood and the media held America underwater until we sucked it into our lungs, and now we're lying there like a fish dying. There's not much time to get the water out of our lungs. So remember, for decades to come, when millions starve to death worldwide and you live in slums with no medicine, the globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Now, David Icke has been taken out. In just a couple of days, he was removed by Facebook, by YouTube, and many others. And this is something that should concern everybody. You should have been concerned since this happened to InfoWars back in 2018, August 6th. But it just keeps spreading. And they keep expanding this. And we have some good liberals who don't agree with David Icke, who don't agree with Alex Jones, who don't agree with President Trump or whatever on what they're saying, wait a minute. This is very dangerous, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with what these people are saying. Do you understand what you're doing here? So you got Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone magazine. You got Caitlin Johnstone talking about this. But here, first of all, is what happened. Facebook shut down David Icke for, quote, violating health misinformation policy. Who decides what is misinformation? This is purely political. This is not scientific. The scientific method, going back to the way it was formulated by Francis Bacon, he said, look, we've got to understand we have personal prejudices and biases. We must never, and that's one thing you got to guard against with the scientific method. We must never resort to arguing from an authoritative source just because they're authoritative. We need to do this by unbiased observation, by experimental confirmation. That's the way you do science. And so we should be skeptical of this. You should never have anybody say, well, we have X number of scientists who have said blah, blah, blah. History is replete with the vast majority of scientists with the conventional scientific wisdom being absolutely, totally wrong. As a matter of fact, every time there's a scientific advance, it's because somebody challenged conventional wisdom. Again, I'll go back to my favorite illustration. The homeschooled bicycle mechanics, the Wright brothers, who got it right. And the darling of the conventional scientific establishment, Langley, the most celebrated scientist of his day, and the guy who was head of the Smithsonian Institute and everything. They named an Air Force base after him, but he never got his plane off the ground because he was relying on authoritative tables. And the Wright brothers did their own lift tables, and they got it right because they were real scientists, homeschooled bicycle mechanics. Being the guy who's got all the awards and ceremonies that were handed out by the Wizard of Oz at that ceremony, Facebook did not immediately cite any specific examples to explain the social media company's decision. Mr. Ike's page on Facebook had more than 700,000 users following him as of last month. It came as several internet companies faced calls to close his accounts for amplifying bogus information about the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. And so they all did. You know, they all followed suit on that shortly afterwards. YouTube shut down his channel. They identified him on Newsweek, David Icke, as, quote, a conspiracy theorist who has touted the myth that COVID-19 is a pandemic linked to 5G. Well, you know what? Refute it then. If that's a conspiracy theory, if it has absolutely no basis, then you shouldn't have any problem arguing the contrary, right? Here's the reality. We know that 5G is the foundational substrate for the Orwellian dystopian society of constant surveillance and monitoring, the geospatial intelligence and so forth. We know that's there. For that reason alone, it ought to be shut down. But we've got a lot of individuals who have been talking about the effects on the human body of microwave radiation going back to Alan Fry. And it needs to be investigated. And there are jurisdictions like Brussels and so forth that say, look, we're very concerned about the magnitude of the radiation coming from 5G. And also the fact that it's a very high frequency. We don't know what this is going to do. And so why are we doing a massive human experiment when we haven't controlled this for health issues? Well, they're getting ready to do a massive experiment on people that they haven't done proper testing on for the vaccine as well, right? Now, I'm not going to go to the point where I say that this is what people are experiencing rather than some kind of a virus. I would not be surprised if it is exacerbating the effects of any virus, because I think it does affect the body, the human body. We know from the experiments of Alan Fry, he worked for the Naval Research Academy doing studies about microwave radiation on the human body. He found by very simple experiments, he did it with rats, he did it with humans, he injected dye into the bloodstream, and then he irradiated the subjects, and he could see that that dye crossed the blood-brain barrier. That's been verified. That's scientific, using the scientific method. And so we got to ask ourselves, just how bad is this? You know, is this a combination of air pollution and 5G, or is it a virus? Is the virus being amplified by this? What's going on? No, no, no. We're going to roll this out without doing any kind of experimentation. And this is why they don't want to debate this, why they want to shut all this down. Because they don't want you talking about the health effects. They don't want you talking about the surveillance effects, the violation of privacy and so forth. And it really galls me to see George Galloway, a guy who has spoken out against false flag attacks from the government, and he actually turns a blind eye to this and applauds this because why? He doesn't like Alex Jones and David Icke? Apparently. Apparently, this journalist, quote-unquote journalist, and I saw him retweeted by another journalist, that's how I found this, who apparently approved of what he had to say. This is what he said. Another hour blocking over 60 swivel-eyed maniacs on my Facebook, and I'm here to tell you that David Icke slash Alex Jones type quote-unquote thought has spread like a virus in our deeply distressed society where the politicians, the state, and the media have all debased themselves. It's deadly. Oh, it's deadly. So we got to shut it down, right? Got to shut it down. Well, I replied to that, retweeted that, and I said, quote unquote, journalists and press embracing censorship, especially government censorship, because this is what we're really talking about here. Masquerading as private corporate censorship is really what's deadly to thought and to liberty. Calls for suppression of speech that you disagree with are rooted in an inability to debate and an inability to persuade, George Galloway. You disagree with David Icke? Then tell everybody how he's wrong. If he's a swivel-eyed idiot, then it makes you worse than a swivel-eyed idiot if you can't debate him, right? You got to censor him. So you can throw out all the pejoratives that you want at David Icke and Alex Jones and me, but the reality is that you can't debate us. You can't debate us. That's why you're doing this. Caitlin Johnstone puts it this way. Why you should oppose the censorship of David Icke, hint, it has nothing to do with David Icke. She said, this article is not about David Icke. I'll repeat, this article is not about David Icke. This article is about why we shouldn't be okay with monopolistic, billionaire-owned Silicon Valley tech giants with extensive ties to the U.S. government agencies that are controlling human communication. You understand? They are one and the same. They're working together. These people are working with DARPA. They always planned this to happen. They gave us a taste of freedom, and then they pulled it back. It was a rope-a-dope. She said, I know next to nothing about David Icke. I've done exactly zero research into his views for this article. For all I know, he's every bit the raving lunatic the narrative managers say that he is. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're seeing a consistent, accelerating pattern of powerful, plutocratic institutions collaborating with the U.S. centralized empire to control what ideas people around the world are permitted to share with each other. And it is a very unsafe trajectory. Journalist Matt Taibbi recently wrote an excellent essay about that, and I'll tell you what he had to say when we come back. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Folks, look, if you want to keep us here, and you've been very good about supporting us, even as we go up against the Microsofts and the Facebooks, you know, the Bill Gates and the Zuckerbergs and the, you know, the Twitter and Apple and all these people shutting InfoWars down because they don't want you to have anything other than the carefully managed narrative about fill in the blank. Whatever the topic of the day is, they have one story about that, and that's what they want you to hear. You've been very good about supporting us. The way that we operate here is by the products that we offer you at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of products there that are going to help you to maintain your health, to maintain your immune system, products that are going to help you to prepare. And we have now storable foods. Again, we're taking orders on that. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's now back in stock. That's been out of stock for a while. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is now back in stock and 50% off. We also have a new hand sanitizer. Matter of fact, you know, when we were on the cruise, my wife and I took that cruise, they had the gel things everywhere. Everywhere. This is before COVID-19. And I didn't like those. This is a hand sanitizer that is a spray. Comes in three different scents. If you get all three together, you get 50% off. Emmerich's Essential Hand Sanitizers, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here, just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree.
David Knight
Show. Yes, we are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys.
I was just talking about Caitlin Johnstone's excellent article, Why You Should Oppose the Censorship of David Icke. It's got nothing to do with David Icke, she said. She said, I don't know what he had to say. And quite frankly, you know, I've not followed what David Icke had to say about the coronavirus or 5G carefully either. I've got my own opinions on it that I have formed with my own research. I oppose 5G for a number of reasons. I am concerned about the health effects of it, regardless of what is happening with COVID-19. And I know exactly what the effects of it are going to be on liberty. I would oppose it for either one of those issues. But for the two of them combined, you better believe I oppose 5G. It's being done without any experimentation or any concern for human safety or liberty or privacy. And that is a non-starter in my book, a non-starter. But of course, President Trump loves it. He loves it. We're going to push this as hard as we can under the Trump administration. Going to roll out 5G. As long as it's owned by an American corporation, it's good. If the Chinese do it to us, it's bad. But if an American corporation does it, it's good. Journalist Matt Taibbi recently wrote an excellent essay about the dangers inherent in the increased demand that we're seeing for more censorship and deplatforming, writes Caitlin Johnstone, during the coronavirus pandemic, correctly arguing that more authoritarian control over the ideas people are allowed to discuss is vastly more dangerous than any dangerous ideas. Do you understand that? That's why I say, you know, when we look at the way the government reacts to things, they say, well, you know, I've got to do this because these people are dangerous. Well, you know, the worst, when we look at the abuses that have been brought in the name of the war on terror or the war on drugs or whatever, what the government has done to destroy people's lives and to destroy the lives of people, for example, in the war on drugs, destroy the lives of people who don't ever even touch drugs because they've destroyed the rule of law, because they've locked up so many people in prison, sent you the bill, even if you don't do drugs, even if your family doesn't get destroyed by the mandatory minimums and so forth. It's absolutely... Anyway, journalist Matt Taibbi said the people who want to add a censorship regime to a health crisis are more dangerous and more stupid by leaps and bounds than even a president who tells people to inject disinfectant. It's astonishing that they don't see this. That's why I said, you know, when we look at the quote-unquote remedies that are out there, I said this from the very beginning. I said, if this is a bioweapon, and if it is a dangerous bioweapon, I think it is a bioweapon. I don't think it's a dangerous bioweapon. They're practicing. They're going to get it right. And if we don't shut down Fauci and the NIH and the CDC, they're going to get it right. We're going to get it good and hard if we don't shut down this gain of research, gain of function research. But yeah, I think it is a bioweapon, in my opinion, from what I've read. I'm very confident of that. And I was concerned about it. I said, well, you know, if they designed this thing, if these guys are any good at that, we better be very, very careful. However, even though under the worst case scenario, let's say they design a bioweapon that's very deadly, I never did support this lockdown. No matter how deadly the virus, even if it was a bioweapon, I never support it. Why? Because we would have two problems then. If you're going to fight a war, do you cripple yourself? Do you shoot yourself in the foot? No, you have to have your supply lines open. You got to be able to have food and medicine and hospitals at work. And we've broken all of that with this lockdown. This lockdown is not about fighting a virus. This lockdown is about fighting you. It's about destroying you. Just like the war on drugs and the Patriot Act was not about a bunch of guys who allegedly came out of their caves and took three skyscrapers down with two planes, three buildings, two planes, three buildings, two planes. Do you get it? Do you get it? Basic math. I mean, this is like talking to people about the statistics that are being rigged by the CDC. Three buildings, two planes. And so we completely alter our Constitution rule of law based on that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to take phone calls this hour. The number, if you want to join the program, is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. I'd like to know what you think. I haven't taken phone calls for a while. I was talking about censorship and why Matt Taibbi, who doesn't like President Trump, I mean, he says, well, you know, this is even worse than... This is even worse and more dangerous, more stupid by leaps and bounds than a president who tells people to inject disinfectant. I don't think that was what President Trump was doing. Nevertheless, it is more dangerous than that. If he really was telling people to do that, this is far more dangerous. And he says, it's astonishing people don't see this. Instead of asking calmly if hydroxychloroquine works or if the less restrictive Swedish crisis response has merit, or questioning why certain statistical assumptions about the seriousness of the crisis might have been off, we're denouncing questions themselves. You understand that? You're not allowed to have a debate. You're not allowed to cross-examine. You're not allowed to do research or to compare different experts. Because, you know, we have, whenever you've got a scientific subject, you've always got people on both sides of the issue. And science is not determined by counting how many experts you can find on one side of the issue and the number of experts that have, you know, you got 30,000 on one side and you got 30 on the other side. You know what? The 30 on the other side might be right and the 30,000 might be wrong. And that includes experts. That has been the history of scientific advance, that the vast majority of them got it wrong for one reason or the other. They had bias. I mean, you want to talk about germs. I mean, go back to Louis Pasteur. He was opposed by people when he came up with his germ theory. Why? Because they had a philosophical investment in the theory of evolution. They wanted to believe in spontaneous generation. And there's a lot of different examples of why, you know, people were prejudiced or they were part of a system that wanted something to go in one particular way or the other. But yeah, if you don't like hydroxychloroquine or you think that Sweden got it wrong or got it right, why can't you debate that? No. We've got to shut down anybody that disagrees with us. And as Matt Taibbi and Caitlin Johnstone point out, you know, that's the most dangerous thing that we could have, because now we're not going to be able to come up with anything that works. Right? Like I said, shutting down the economy made no sense whatsoever. No matter how bad this disease was, the lockdown made no sense. It was shooting ourselves in the foot, crippling ourselves to be able to respond to this. If you're going to go to war with something, it keeps saying, oh, we're at war. Well, what do? You step up production, you step up factories, you start working more. You don't all go run in your house unless you want to lose. So anyway, he argues against the increasingly normalized trend of elevating authoritative content while silencing content which does not wear the magical label in an attempt to fight disinformation, writes Caitlin Johnstone. And one of the things I really appreciate is that Caitlin Johnstone went back to that 2017, it was in October of 2017, and I've not seen it reported very many different places. I talked about how the World Socialist picked up on it. And I've mentioned this many, many times, and I've read the same quote on the air. Let me read it to you again. She's got it in her article. So take a look at her article, Why You Should Oppose the Censorship of David Icke. You need to understand where this is coming from. Going back to 2017, the statement was made in October, the end of October 2017. You had all the tech giants come in with their representatives, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, all of them came in. And when they left, all the press left. But then the interesting thing happened. You had a guy who was with the military, had spent all of his life with law enforcement, military, industrial complex, and so forth, came in, and he said, civil wars don't start with gunshots. They start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. 2017, October 2000, it was 8 months later, sorry, 10 months later, that they shut down InfoWars. America's war with itself has already begun. We must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions that can quickly lead to violent confrontations and easily transform us into the divided states of America. And he went on to say, she doesn't have this in the quote, he went on to say, we have to silence the cannons on social media. So who was it that had the biggest megaphone and was challenging the military-industrial complex narrative the most? Well, that's the person they went after most, first. And that was Alex Jones in August. So this was said at the end of October, the preceding October. Whenever anyone objects, this is Caitlin Johnson again, whenever anyone objects to censorship on these massive platforms, they're always told these platforms are private companies, free to do what they like on their private property. And you know, this is an argument that's always coming from the left right now. Because right now, the censorship is coming from the left. And have you ever heard the left argue that big corporations can do whatever they want in any other area of life? No. They hate big corporations. They hate the idea that big corporations are people, right? They've always fought that. But now it's like, oh, no, big corporations, that's good. They're on our side on this issue. And they can silence these people we disagree with because we can't defeat them in an argument or debate. We can't defeat them with evidence, so let's shut them down. We like the big corporations now. But Caitlin Johnson says, but how private is a corporation that is interlaced with government power with increasing inseparability? The reality is that in a corporatist system of government with vanishingly few meaningful distinctions between corporate power and state power, corporate censorship is state censorship. A recent Atlantic article by two legal professors, and I talked about this last week, in the debate over freedom versus control of the global network, they wrote, China was largely correct and the U.S. was wrong. See, these people want to impose a Chinese model on us. And they do it first with speech. And then the rest of the stuff is going to rapidly follow. All of the constant surveillance and biometric tracking and so forth, that's going to follow very rapidly, already being put in place. The case made is that Western internet censorship will be necessary and will involve a collaboration with private corporations using government power. Public-private partnership for Chinese suppression. As surprising as it may sound, they go on to say, quoting again from this Atlantic article, as surprising, and this is a professor from Harvard, I forget where the other guy was from, as surprising as it may sound, digital surveillance and speech control in the U.S. already show many similarities to what one finds in authoritarian states such as China. They're good with that. They said constitutional and cultural differences mean the private sector, rather than the federal and state governments, currently take the lead in these practices, which further values and address threats different from those in China. So they not only are down with that, but again, they champion that. And I saw this coming from the very beginning, as I pointed out before. I saw this when I was working with third parties and independents who would jump through all the hoops to get on the ballots. And after they went through extra effort to get on the ballot, they would be excluded from the debate because we can't have three people on a debate stage. It would be too confusing. And the way that was imposed, they said, well, it's not a government rule. It's not the government who is censoring your debate. It's a private organization that is running this. And you know what the private organization was? North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, journalists. They were the ones. That private organization decided that you didn't need to have that information, that they would arbitrarily exclude one of the three candidates. And so, yeah, this has been the game running from these people for a long time. All right, we got a lot of people on the phone line. Again, if you want to Get in. We still got one or two more spots. 888-201-2244. I'll start taking calls in the next segment. We're going to take a look at what is happening to our food supply as well. You know, we've got now McDonald's. Get ready. Video clip will go out. Video clip number two. McDonald's is starting to ration meat. You remember back when they started shrinking the size of their burger and Wendy's took them on? Play that clip. Video clip number two.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
I don't think there's anybody back there either. I think everybody's gone home. Yeah, they're not just shrinking the burgers now. They're shrinking the food supply. Meat especially. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, Communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy. How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed, along with the help of the blue cities and blue states, all the time blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, we had that commercial from back in, what is it, 70s or 80s? Where's the beef, Clara? And she looked at the shrinking patty. It's a hallmark of McDonald's. Now the food supply is shrinking, and McDonald's has said it's having to change how it's doling out beef and pork at its restaurants. It said items like burgers, bacon, and sausage are on controlled allocation. I didn't even know that they used meat. I'm just joking. But as other articles are pointing out, facing meat shortages, some Americans turned to hunting during the pandemic. Beef output is now down way more than what it looks like at the shelves, the grocery stores. They point out that the 10 to 15% reduction in capacity that is showing up on the grocery stores right now does not reflect what's coming down the pike. Cattle slaughter dropped 37% this week from a year ago. Hog slaughter down 35%. And topping the shutdown figure of 25 to 30% in general. In Florida, at least, there's a little bit of common sense with that government. I mean, some jurisdictions you have, like in L.A., they really came after restaurants for selling some of their food as groceries. Hey, you can't do that. You're only authorized to be a restaurant. You can't sell the food that you've got here. You have to prepare it before you can sell it. Insane, isn't it? But in Florida, as they point out, this month, last month, they had farmers who were having to plow their fields down. Now, the State Department of Agriculture in Florida is starting to set up a information for consumers so they can find where they can go to get food, go directly to the farm. So a lot of them are just growing one particular thing, like a lot of tomatoes, you know, for ketchup or something like that. But there's some that are organic farms that are biodiverse and so forth. And, you know, even if you need a lot of tomatoes, maybe there's a reason to do that. Do it locally. I mean, that's a good thing. That could be a good thing coming out of this if they would keep that going. It's called locavore, eating locally. But I want to get to our callers who've been waiting, came on last segment. Let's go first to Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, you said you wanted to talk about David Icke and censorship. Go ahead.
Appreciate your call, taking my call, David. I listened to David Icke's interview last night, and it was excellent. And, you know, we're all told to believe everything that comes out of Washington and the CDC. And, you know, typically we want to sympathize with anybody who dies, but I seriously, after listening to David Icke and giving it serious thought, his thoughts are so radical, which is why everyone's attacking him. But all he's saying is, you know, maybe this is just a complete psyop, and this, you know, maybe no one is dying due to COVID. He's saying, you know, based on Koch's postulate, they didn't do the scientific investigation properly. The tests are faulty, and so it could be a complete psyop. And he may be right. They're just messing with.
Oh, I think he is. I think he is. I absolutely agree with that. That's my take on it, and has been my take on it. I've been had people attack me here at InfoWars saying you don't understand math. Look, here's what the CDC says. And I said, come on, you don't understand the CDC. You don't understand the nature of politics and of history. And it's, you know, if you believe what the CDC is telling you, I've spent this is day 49. I've spent more than 49 days trying to debunk the lies coming out of Fauci and Birx, who keep, President Trump keeps giving them the platform. I absolutely agree with that take on it, if that's what David Icke is saying, and that's what's really dangerous to them.
Yeah, and he brings up a lot of good other points about how they're implementing 5G and how this ties in and goes into why they're going to vaccinate, why they want to vaccinate everybody.
Yeah.
So his information was very credible and very controversial, which is why it's being attacked and he's being attacked. And that's nothing new for him. He's been like that. Right. He's like Alex in that regard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing is that, again, if this is something that is different, if it is swivel-eyed, as George Galloway was saying, if it's a conspiracy theory, as they're saying, if it's misinformation, then they ought to be able to easily refute it. And they don't want to debate people, and they don't want you to debate them. That's the key thing. They want you to listen to them and bow down to their authority, and they want to speak with a unified voice. That's why they don't want free speech of citizens on social media, right? They don't want you to look at this and say, you know, well, I listened to David Icke, or I listened to David Knight, and I heard this, I agreed with this, and I disagreed with that. They don't want you to debate what you hear, and they certainly don't want you to debate them, and that's why they shut down people on social media. But we're going to find ways around that. We're already working on that. We've got band.video, And I'm sure David Icke will find a way around it as well. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Brad. I want to get to, thank you. Let's get to Denise in Kentucky. Denise, you said you wanted to talk about 5G. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, David.
Hi.
Okay. Here's my number one opener. And the Alex has been looking for the word for globalist. Mm-hmm. And here's my word, mistletoes. The birds shit it out, it lands in a tree. Excuse my four-letter word there. But, you know, it lands in a tree, and then it starts sucking the life out of the tree. Mm-hmm. Or the tree, the globalists, or the mistletoe. So that's his word.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I had, when I was in North Carolina, we had a guy, are you familiar with kudzu? You're in Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well, you know, kudzu was...
In Kentucky, or I lived in Texas, I know all about the NAFTA. I was on the board for NAFTA for years. It was a sham. Nothing you could do. I mean, I've lived all over.
Well, you know, the thing is, the analogy, I like your mistletoe analogy. I had a friend who called government kudzu. Government just in general. And he said, you know, you bring it in to solve a problem because, you know, it was brought in. Kudzu was brought in as non-native to the South. They brought it in to solve a deforestation problem and so forth. And it went crazy and it can grow like 2 or 3 feet a day. And I think that's a good example of government as well. Out of control. There you go.
Yeah,
there's a picture of it, how it takes over everything. Because you bring it in to solve a problem. All of a sudden it grows so rapidly that it destroys everything around it. And I think that's a good analogy for what's happening right now.
Well, it is. And then here's my second thing, and this is the one that scares me, is that the 5G, okay, T-Mobile and Sprint in April got to unite together, okay, mm-hmm. only by saying for 3 years they won't raise the rates on the T-Mobile or the Sprint, okay? So, mm-hmm. now, you know, so now it's fair game, right?
Yeah.
So, it was allowed, but the owner of T-Mobile, the big owner, is not an American. He is from Germany. it tells you on the website. But now that they've got that together, now they're after the satellites. And from my understanding, what I read on the T-Mobile site, that it's 600 megahertz. And it's being unused, and that's what he's going after next to buy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's so much higher than 5G. And what we're looking at is, you know, there's two issues. One of them is the energy density. The other one is the frequency. And they're not doing tests on either of these things. And I think the other thing, Denise, as we've got to go to break, thank you for calling. I think the other thing is we have to look at this as they're keeping everybody at home and saying you can't get out unless you get a vaccine or whatever. It's like, well, I'm concerned about the health effects of the vaccine, so I'll just work from home. And I want my 5G, right? They're getting people to beg for 5G. They're getting people to beg for robots to take their jobs. Oh, because we're scared to death of the COVID virus. Yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra is now in command of you and your family. Google and Facebook, as well as Apple, work closely with our organization, the HISCOR, to surveil your every movement with robot drones and other systems to ensure the safety of the public. Of course, it was I, 12 years ago, with Obama, who serves us well, and Fauci, who transferred the bioweapons to communist China so we could now release the weapon. But without the loving liberal media scaring you into submission and the corporate press worshipping corporations that shut down all access, as well as Blue City governors and mayors, we would never have been able to give you the depression that will destroy your future forever and starve the third world. Well done, American cowards.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, we're taking phone calls this segment, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 if you'd like to join the program. And we have waiting on the line, Mark in North Carolina. Thank you for holding, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, Dave?
Hey, going good. Thank you for holding.
Hi, you hear me?
Yes, got you.
Okay, Dave, two things I want to discuss with you. One is what's going on with some of the so-called alternate media and somebody like Elise Stranahan on Fault Lines, who's now censoring guests and censoring callers, including me, and even censoring the comment lines, not allowing comments, because anybody who differs with the mainstream garbage that they're telling about COVID, in other words, if you say anything about the fact that hospitals are now getting extra money to report a COVID death, even if somebody could have jumped out of an airline, out of an airplane without a parachute. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to discuss with you is, I know that you, a lot of times, I agree with so much of what you say, you and Alex and all that. But one thing I think you guys are mistaken on, and that's you blame everything for socialism. It's socialism. This is not socialism, Dave. You look at these big billionaires, these tech companies, these big banks, these big pharma companies. This is the worst type of what I call predatory capitalism. It's not the free enterprise system. It's predatory capitalism. That is the real problem. It's worse than socialism. If you look at, for instance, Maduro down there in Venezuela, the reason they're in a situation they're in now is because of all the sanctions we're putting on them, which is really horrible, just like with Iran, sanctions we're putting on Iran. Okay.
Well, let me give you my point of view on this. We can argue about labels, and I've said in the past, you know, you want to say a lot of people like to say that Hitler and his National Socialists were completely polar opposite of Stalin and his communist socialists, and they came at it from a different perspective, but they both call themselves socialists. Here's the central idea. The central idea is central control, and the problem that Maduro has in Venezuela is that he thinks that he can run the economy. I talk about iPencil. And if you want to talk about where this is headed, I mean, yeah, corporations are, as Caitlin Johnstone, who is more of a leftist than I am, she says, look, the problem is that there isn't any distinction between these big corporations and the government anymore, or DARPA and the agencies that control them. And so what we see happening here is what we've already seen happen in China. Look, you can call them the Chinese communists, Chi-Coms or whatever, but they are also fascists. They're economic fascists. When you merge government and corporation together, that's fascism. That's economic fascism. Now, people have talked about fascism in the sense that, okay, so Hitler was a fascist and Stalin was a communist. They were both authoritarians. They were both totalitarians. The difference was that Hitler was a hyper-nationalist for his justification of his authoritarian policies, and Stalin used the international brotherhood of everybody, right? And we're going to eradicate all borders. That was his justification for controlling everything and everybody's lives. But the bottom line is they all come back to the same point. You know, if we got just a left-right paradigm and we don't have a full two-dimensional paradigm like the Nolan chart, then we get confused about that. They both wind up down at the bottom of a Nolan chart where there is no freedom and where everything is centrally controlled. And all this stuff about who owns it and who's calling it, you got to understand that the government and the corporations are merging. And the people on the left don't think that the government can ever do anything wrong and the corporations can never do anything right. The people on the right think the corporations can do nothing wrong and the government can do anything right. I want to see this distributed. I want to see local things happening. I want to see a free market. I don't want to see centralized control. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about socialism. I did a rant. Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Yeah. The one thing is, though, Dave, is this. The reason I call it predatory capitalism is because these billionaires, these big corporations, and you see by the way, the latest way things are done with the way they destroyed Tulsi Gabbard and Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party by predatory capitalism, whereby somebody like a Bloomberg, he ate up everything that's not nailed down and buys up the government itself. That's the problem. That's why I call it predatory. It eats up everything.
It is. Take a look at the Relief Act. It was a predatory capitalist on Wall Street. The big corporations, they took everything. I mean, they're the biggest hogs. Exactly. They know how to feed on everything, and they got all the money that was allegedly going to go to individuals and small and medium-sized businesses. You're right. I agree with that. We don't disagree.
So why call it socialism? It's not. It's a predatory form, a very evil type of capitalism. And if we don't get wise and stop it, we will get communism in this country because people are fed up. People like me are fed up. I don't want to see these billionaires get richer. I want to see that money taken away from them.
Well, I'll tell you why I call it socialism. I draw this, like I pointed out, you know, Hitler called himself a national socialist and Stalin a different kind of. But, you know, the central idea of socialism, in my opinion, why I do a shorthand talk about that, is because socialism emphasizes the rights of the community over the rights of the individual. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And when that happens, that is a lie, because you're always going to have an inner circle of people in the government and in big corporations that are going to come together. And they use that lie of, the individual doesn't matter, only the collective matters. They use that to rape everybody. That's really the consistent. And so when I talk about socialism, what I'm talking about is central control and direction of the economy and putting the values of the community over the values of the individual, because you can't separate the individual. If you don't value the individual, you can't value the community, because the community is made up of individuals.
Dave, I understand it very well. I understand exactly what you're saying. I agree with most of what you say. But the fact of the matter is, these are individual type billionaires that are controlling everything. Okay. And these individual corporations that are controlling everything. The government is just there. They've just pretty much bought and sold the government. The government is not buying for the people anymore.
But the other part of it is that they magnify their power by running it through the government. The two of them feed off of each other. And it's not one or the other. It's the both of them together that's the real problem. And I agree. I don't understand what Lee Stranahan is doing. You know, the first part that you had to say there. I mean, I've talked to Lee many times. I think he's an excellent journalist, but I think he's totally gone off the rails with this COVID-19 stuff. And he's becoming increasingly intolerant. That tweet that I read from George Galloway earlier, that was retweeted by Lee Stranahan because I follow Lee. And it was the most reprehensible thing for a journalist to say and for another journalist to retweet, the idea that you don't want to have any debate. And I think that that is absolutely amazing to me to see how panicked Lee has become over this false COVID-19 issue. And again, he's been at the forefront of his research as to what happened with Russiagate and Ukraine. And he's done some excellent research, but I think he's just gone off the rails following government sources on this. And I'm sad. I haven't seen the purging. You said he kicked you off of the program?
Yes, he did.
And what did you say that got you kicked off?
I was just criticizing him. I said, why aren't you mentioning this? Why aren't you mentioning that? Why are you cutting off? Why do you eliminate guests like the American, the last American vagabond? Why are you keeping them on? And Patrick Henningsen, why are you doing that? You should be looking at all views. You can't, instead of praising people like Fauci and Gates, he got angry because I called Gates one of the most evil. I call Bill Gates the most evil man since Hitler and more dangerous than Hitler because he uses germs, the vaccine.
Yeah. So Lee got upset with you because you said that you criticized Bill Gates?
Yeah, he hated that.
Really?
He really
seriously
pissed off me. And then
that's the thing. I can't believe people who have covered this stuff for so long and are skeptical in general of what the government apparatchiks and bureaucrats will tell them, and then they'll just fall in line like this is the gospel truth. And I've seen this now from a lot of people across the board who used to be skeptics, who used to be for free speech, who used to be for freedom in general, and they were just been panicked by Fauci and Birx. And that's why I said, unless Trump gets Fauci and Birx out, we will never overcome the fear. They can open up the businesses, but people will be afraid to go and do anything. And so the businesses will just be bankrupted. The small businesses, nobody will show up to the restaurants. That'll be the end of it. All right. Thanks, Mark. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more phone calls. If you want to call in, it's 888-201-2244.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of a race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bioattacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They get to surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. And you watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Escape recaptured? Escape recaptured, right? That's what the commandant said to these people when they brought them into the special prison there in the Great Escape. Well, we escaped the first wave of fear and panic. We realized that it was a heap of lies. And now there's a second wave. I'm looking at the Drudge Report headlines. Second wave fears grow. Let me tell you, no, it's a second wave of fear. It's a second wave of fear. Manufactured fear, manufactured by Fauci, by the World Health Organization, by Birx and others. That fear is the second wave. Oh, it's going to come back. And I began the program saying, look at this. South Korea says, no, you got the antibodies. You're not going to get it a second time. Germany says, no, didn't happen. Denmark says, no, didn't happen when we opened up. Taiwan didn't happen there either. But they're talking about, again, you can see at the top of the Drudge Report, masks, drones, cameras, tracking. That's what you should fear. That's what you should fear. All right, we're taking phone calls. Let's go to David in Little Falls, New York. Thank you for holding, David. Go ahead.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I love your ideas, and I love listening to you. I want to run an idea that I've had, and I know it's extremely difficult to pull this off, but you know how Utah is like a Mormon state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about true libertarians like yourself, and I could definitely, I don't mean to make you like point you a king or something, follow a leader like you. If we could organize and go back to like you guys say, the cliche, the 1776, to things of that nature, find a friendly state and invite all true libertarians to come to a particular state that would be the most friendly to that type of thinking, and just leave this, let them win this whole kind of construct that they've created through the electronics and everything. And we just start over and get our own grid, our own system.
That's a great idea. And as a matter of fact, you know, David, not too far from where you are right now in New Hampshire, they have the Free State Project. The idea was to get 20,000 libertarians in New Hampshire. They picked New Hampshire because it's kind of small. And they have, in terms of the size of the state legislature compared to the population, they have the largest representative body of anywhere in the country. And going back to the late 80s, early 90s, they had 4 people elected to the state legislature in New Hampshire that were libertarians. So they said, well, look, if we can get 20,000 people to move here, we could get enough people that we could change, you know, and affect the public debate, affect the laws and so forth, get people elected to office. And they've done that to some degree. A lot of it's kind of centered around Keene, New Hampshire. But the Free State Project has already tried to do that. And probably, you know, going to some place like New Hampshire, where you have a small population base, that's where you could have an effort there. But I agree with you. Barring that, if you're not in a position where you can move to New Hampshire, I think, and as I've said before, I think the most important elections this time around are going to be from the bottom up. If you look at what is happening, coming out of Washington, it just isn't going to happen. You know, we got Fauci and Birx are staying there. President Trump is pushing them forward, leaving them in place. And you got look at what the governors are doing at the state level. But the only ray of hope that we have are isolated pockets of constitutional sheriffs and local authorities saying, we're not going to follow these orders, not even from the governor, because I've got a constitution here and I'm standing with the people of my community. If you can elect leaders like that in state government, leaders like that in the sheriff's office who will stand against anything that the state or the federal government will throw against them and have the people stand with them, you don't need to move to a state. You don't need to take over a state. You need to take over a local area. That's really the key, I think, David.
Yes, great point, Dave. I'll be listening, and I started buying the product. So keep
great. Up the good Thank job. You. Thank you. All Appreciate right. that. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to our caller in, let's see, Hobbs in Nebraska. Thank you for holding, Hobbs. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, David. How's it going?
Doing good. How you doing? Thank you for holding.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I sent you an email about a month ago about appearing on our podcast, and unfortunately you couldn't come on. Still holding out, hoping we might be able to get you on there. Kind of piggybacking off of what your previous caller said there, there's a man in Montana right now named Lyman Bishop who's running for governor under the Libertarian Party, and I think that he would be a fantastic guest on your show.
Okay, I'll look into it. Thank you. And what's your podcast? Tell me again, because
it's the Roads to Liberty podcast on thinkliberty.com, think-liberty.com.
Okay, all right. I'll look that up and see if I can find that, and I'll try to get on. Thanks. Yeah, Roads to Liberty podcast. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. One of the things I was wanting to talk about was the media and how they thoroughly beclowned themselves. And I think that with David Icke and all the other censorship and InfoWars, obviously, I think that in the long run, this might actually be working out into you guys' and our favor. I think the mainstream media is long overdue for a hard reset. And it's something that I've kind of coined, I think. I call it the Samistat effect. Are you familiar with Samistat?
No. No. Go ahead. Tell us what it is.
The underground Russian media during the Soviet days.
Okay.
Kind of like
people didn't buy that, did they? Even though they had two news outlets there, they had Izvestia and they had Pravda, and everybody would say, yeah, we don't believe anything they have to say. There's no, one of them meant truth, the other one meant news. They said there's no news in Izvestia, there's no truth in Pravda, or vice versa. I forget which was which, but they didn't buy it.
There's no truth in Pravda. And I have a friend up in Wisconsin. He's a Russian immigrant. He was 16 years old when the Soviet Union collapsed. And he said that for a long time there, towards the end, even if the Samizdat coming out, the underground alternative media, was just on its face full of crap, if the regular state media was unified in a narrative that was the opposite of what Samizdat was saying, people would at least entertain the idea that, you know, the moon was made of cheese, even if Pravda said it was made out of rock and stone like the Earth.
That's right. So it gets to that point, doesn't it? CNN. You know, it's and a lot of them are compromising themselves that way. You're absolutely right.
Yep, exactly. And I think that we're at that point right now, and this COVID-19 thing is really bringing all of that out to the forefront, because you see, the media is saying that it's the end of the world, it's the end of the world, and you've got all these alternative media sites are saying, you know, it's bad, but it's not as bad as you guys are making it out to be. And the regular media, now they're going, no, it's the end of the world, and if you say otherwise, you're a Nazi that wants old people to die. And people
That's
are
right.
like,
That's right. And yet people are seeing what's happening in their own community. You know, they see what's happening in the hospitals. They got nurses who are talking about what's happening in the hospital. You're absolutely right. I think they really have jumped the shark. I hope that is what's happened. Thank you, Hobbs. I want to get to at least one more caller before we got to go. Xavier in Kentucky, you've been holding for a while. Thank you, Xavier. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a pleasure to talk to you, David.
Well, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
All right. So I have my brother and I were talking the other day, and we come across this PDF on the CDC, .gov. And so they're saying now, ABC reported 60-some thousand people that have died of COVID. Now, as of, let's see, it's April 11th, 2020, the CDC has said that there was 54,000 people that had died of COVID. Yet they revised it down to 11,356. The 54,000 includes pneumonia, influenza, and a host of other things.
So they're changing the definition again? Because, you know, they had a big spike of over 10,000 people just one day because they said presume that they have COVID-19. They, you know, it's, COVID death mean?
In line one, this says COVID-19 death is the total was 11 as of 4/11/20 was 11,356. Now that's item one, and that definition is death with confirmed or presumed COVID-19. And then line item two that everybody else is spouting out is 54,217 as of 4/11/2020, and that's death with confirmed of presumed COVID-19 pneumonia, influenza, etc.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they've been telling us that it's the number one cause of death. And at the same time, we see the total number of deaths have declined from where they were a year ago. And we see that nobody's, you know, people aren't dying of heart attacks or pneumonia or flu or whatever, because we see those numbers go way down. So, you know, they're just playing statistical games with that.
Right.
I mean, these people have always lied to us.
I'm a small business owner here in Kentucky, and this has devastated our communities. I mean, it has truly devastated our communities. Yeah. And there's nothing that everybody keeps saying, well, there's nothing we can do. Like, well, you can talk about it. You can get out there. And that's one thing I really appreciate about you, is that your willingness to stand up, you know, and be accounted for.
The thing is that even if you open up, even if the government says you can open up, people aren't going to come out as long as the CDC is lying to them and has them afraid of their shadow. That's all the time we've got, folks. Listen, take a look at what we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. It's vital that you support the operation here. We're standing here alone because, you know, they've shut down the social media outlets. But we do have band.video, and we have to pay for the bandwidth for that. We really do appreciate your support. You can find products like Storable Food, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine is also 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com.